Claire Richman works in fundraising and supporter care at the child bereavement charity Grief Encounter. And Claire, you know from personal experience what this is all about. Your mum died of cancer when you were 5 years old. I wonder what you were told about that.
Yes, well, thank you for having me on. I was listening just now to some of the comments that you've had sort of coming in, and a lot of them resonated with me. My mum died when I was five, but she was actually very unwell from when I was about three, and died about 6 weeks before my sixth birthday. And one of the things that one of your callers sent in was that they've never spoken about it before, that children need to be able to have the opportunity to speak. And from my own personal experience, and obviously through the work that I do with the charity Grief Encounter, I can absolutely say that is key, absolutely key to helping support bereaved children and their families. And so Tom said quite recently in one of his interviews, you know, when he was talking about his diagnosis and his cancer, the more you pay attention to it, the more it consumes your life. And what I would say to people now is that the less time you give to concentrating on your grief, that the worse it is when you're older, because I never got the support that I needed. Me and my siblings and my family, my wider family, we didn't get the support. Charities like Grief Encounter just didn't exist back then, as sort of 32, 33 years ago. And so I personally have struggled with my grief all my life.
What does that mean? Can you explain in more detail what that means to you?
Well, so we've all just had Mother's Day, which is a day that many people find difficult for a whole host of reasons. But the sort of overwhelming sentiment that comes through quite a lot, whether it's on, you know, through the media or through just well wishes, is, you know, remember the good times, remember memories, you know, talk about them. And the thing is that if your mum or your dad or your sibling die before you're old enough to have memories of them, you don't have that to fall back on. And it's a really poignant thing to think about a tiny small child without a mum, for example, and or in this case a dad, not having memories of their own. It's really hard to deal with sometimes.
What are your memories of your mum?
Well, so thankfully I have quite a visual memory, so I can kind of picture her at my doorstep. But when I say I picture her, I can picture standing by her legs. I can picture sitting on the desk in her office. But I can't tell you what her face looks like firsthand. I don't know what she sounds like or sounded like.
Is there a smell you remember?
There is no smell that I remember. There isn't anything that I can cling on to, because there was nothing firsthand that I could retain as a five-year-old. And for me, in my experience, there hasn't been a huge amount to cling on to since.
There is obviously no one-size-fits-all advice, and yet there will be useful information that you can give people in everyone's different circumstance. What would that be?
Well, I think, again, speaking from my own personal experience, but obviously with the sort of reference back to Grief Encounter, the thing that you need to be able to do is to sort of keep that person within the minds of people that need to have them. So, you know, there's Aurelia Rose and there's Bodie, and obviously Kelsey is going to be having the most difficult time at the moment, and my heart really does go out to her. But if she's able to find the strength over the course of the next weeks, the months, the years, to kind of create and hold memories with her children, you know, whether it's through a memory box, whether it's through photos and, you know, words to go with those photos, the beauty perhaps about someone in the public eye passing away is there are a lot of people that will know who he is, who he was, what he did, and they can all feed into that. But the really important part at the moment is to make sure that those two children are just surrounded by a huge amount of support and love and time, you know, time at the moment on their own, perhaps.
Claire, thank you. Claire Richman, who works in fundraising and supporter care at the child bereavement charity Grief Encounter.